Information on vision loss. Understanding more about vision loss can help you and your family cope with the changes you experience. Information is provided here to help you understand vision changes that can affect every older adult. Tips are also included for managing some common eye conditions and challenges related to vision loss. The information is broken down into three sections: normal vision changes with aging, common eye conditions related to vision loss, and managing medications safely. Section 1. Normal vision changes with aging. Vision changes begin for most adults in their 40s, and these changes slowly progress as a person ages. These vision changes affect a person's ability to get around and do their daily activities safely. The following are 10 common vision changes that are a normal part of aging. 1. Visual acuity. Visual acuity is measured by reading an eye chart, and quote-unquote normal acuity is commonly considered to be 20/20. By 70 years of age, 40% of adults have a visual acuity between 20/30 and 20/40. 20/40 means that you have to stand 20 feet away to see an object, but people with normal vision could stand 40 feet away and still see the object. 2. Accommodation. Accommodation is being able to focus on an object that is very close to your eyes. Focusing on close objects becomes more difficult as we get older. This is why people in their 40s usually start holding reading material farther away from them. Reading glasses help by making the print seem bigger, so it does not have to be held so far away. 3. Floaters. People tend to see more floaters as they get older. Floaters are caused by little strands of protein that float around inside the eyeball and sometimes get in the way of vision. These floaters are usually not a sign that anything is wrong with your vision. 4. Dry eyes. Dry eyes are caused by the eye not producing enough tears or by not having good quality tears. And symptoms include scratching, burny, gritty, or irritated eyes. Other symptoms are excess watering, blurred vision, and feeling like there is something in the eye. Most people older than 65 have some symptoms of dry eyes. Manage dry eyes by blinking often when focusing on a task like reading. Wear sunglasses outdoors to keep wind and sun from drying out your eyes. Increase the humidity in your home and workplace if possible. Drink lots of water, 8 to 10 glasses a day, to avoid dehydration. Ask your eye doctor about using eye drops and other options for managing dry eyes. 5. Need for light. Lighting becomes more and more important as we age. In fact, the average 80-year-old needs 10 times as much light as the average 23-year-old. 6. Glare. The older adult is more likely to have difficulty with glare, which is caused by some of the light rays scattering instead of being focused correctly at the back of the eye. Shiny surfaces like tile flooring and bright lights like car headlights at night can cause glare. 7. Adapting to changes in light. The eye of an older adult has more difficulty adjusting when going from a very bright area to a dark area or vice versa, because the pupil does not open and close as easily. The pupil is the black circle inside the colored part of your eye. It can take as long as 10 minutes for the eyes of an older adult to adjust to being in a dark room after coming in from outside on a sunny day. Wear your sunglasses until after you step inside to help your eyes adjust more quickly. 8. Contrast sensitivity. Contrast is the difference in shading and color between an object and its background. A newspaper and a white plate on a cream-colored placemat have low contrast. Coffee in a white mug and a white plate on a black placemat have high contrast. Older people need high contrast in their environment. The average 75-year-old needs twice as much contrast as a person in their 20s. The average 90-year-old needs 6 times as much contrast. 9. Identifying colors. Telling colors apart becomes more difficult as we get older because the lens in the front of the eye becomes more yellow in color. This change can make white things appear to be yellow to the older adult. Eyes of older adults also have more trouble seeing blues and purples. This can make it hard to tell if your pants are black or navy blue. 10. Visual attention. The eyes take in visual information from the environment, but the brain decides what information is important. Normally, the brain pays the most attention to whatever we are looking at directly. But the brain also monitors things going on in our peripheral or side vision. As a person gets older, it becomes more difficult for the brain to pay attention to things going on in the peripheral vision. This can lead to a sort of tunnel vision effect and make it more likely that people will bump into objects or not notice an obstacle unless it is directly in front of them. Section 2. Common eye conditions related to vision loss. 1. Eye fatigue. Take frequent breaks while doing a task that requires concentration, like reading, crafting, or using a computer. Rest your eyes by closing them. Use the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, look 20 feet away for 20 seconds. This allows your eyes to rest. Use palming exercises to help your eyes relax. This exercise can also improve your peripheral vision. First, rub your hands together lightly until they feel warm, about 15 to 20 seconds. Second, place cupped hands over your closed eyes, being careful not to touch your eyes with your palms. Third, overlap your fingers and gently rest them on the center of your forehead. Don't create any pressure on your face. Fourth, practice visual relaxation by looking into the total blackness with your eyes open. Fifth, sit quietly for 1 to 2 minutes with your hands over your eyes. Be careful not to let any light leaks appear. If your arms get tired, rest your elbows on the table. The more relaxed you are, the blacker the darkness will appear. The second common eye condition is Charles Bonnet syndrome. People with low vision sometimes see things that are not there. They may see simple patterns of colors or shapes, or they may see detailed pictures of people, animals, buildings, or landscapes. This experience can be scary or surprising, but it is not a sign of mental illness. This experience is called Charles Bonnet syndrome, and it is similar to what happens to some people who have lost an arm or leg. Even though the arm or leg is gone, these people still feel their toes or fingers or experience itching. Similarly, when the brain loses vision from the eyes, it may fill in the gap by creating pictures on its own. Charles Bonnet syndrome is a common side effect of vision loss, especially in people who lose their vision suddenly. It often goes away a year to 18 months after it begins. In the meantime, there are things you can do to reduce symptoms. Many people find they see these pictures more often in the evening or dim light. Turning on a light or television may help. It may also help to blink, close your eyes, or focus on a real object for a few moments. Section 3, Managing Medications Safely. Reading prescription labels on bottles is difficult for most people with vision loss. Here are some suggestions that can help make it easier to take your pills and use your eye drops correctly. Creating a workstation. Keep your pill bottles organized well. Use a pill box to set up your pills for a week or two at a time, based on what time of day and what day you should take them. Sit down at a table when you take your pills. This makes it less likely that you will drop them. Place a small black bowl or plate on the table in front of you to catch any pills in case you drop one. The black color makes them easier to see, and the bowl or plate keeps them from rolling onto the floor. Have a desk lamp or other desk light at your workstation. Good lighting helps you see your pills and read the pill bottles more easily. Reading labels more easily. Ask your pharmacist to print medication labels in large print to make the labels and instructions easier to read. Label your pill bottles to help tell them apart. Place masking tape on the bottle or lid and use a bold black marker to write a large letter on the tape. For example, write a large A on the aspirin bottle or write BP in large letters on the bottle of your blood pressure medication. Use labels that make the most sense to you and will be easy for you to remember. The ScriptTalk station is a small device that will read your prescriptions to you. Your pharmacist will attach a small electronic tag to your pill bottle. This tag contains the same information as the printed label on the bottle. Place the pill bottle on the ScriptTalk station to hear the label information spoken aloud. Ask your pharmacist if your pharmacy uses the ScriptTalk system. Find other pharmacies in your area by searching at the Envision America website at www.envisionamerica.com. Using eye drops. Steps for putting in eye drops. Start by tilting your head backward while sitting, standing, or lying down, with your index finger placed on the soft spot just below the lower lid. Gently pull down to form a pocket. Look up. Squeeze one drop into the pocket in your lower lid. Don't blink. Wipe your eye or touch the tip of the bottle on your face or eye. Close your eye. Keep your eye closed for 3 minutes without blinking. If you are putting in more than one drop, more than one type of eye drop, wait 5 minutes before putting the next drop in. This will keep the first drop from being washed out by the second before it has had time to work. Optionally, gently press on the inside corner of your closed eyes with your index finger and thumb for 2 to 3 minutes to keep the drops from draining into your throat and getting into your system. This information was collected in part through the American Optometric Association, the Glaucoma Research Foundation, Dr. Mary Warren at the UAB Center for Low Vision Rehabilitation, and the National Eye Institute. Information was provided by the Low Vision Rehab Program.